This is Victoria Riolano, and you're listening to the Radical Radiance Podcast.
Hey, friends, welcome to the Radical Radiance Podcast. I am your host, Rebecca George, and I am so excited to introduce you to my new friend, Victoria Riolano. She wrote the book called Warrior Mother, and I thought as we approached this Mother's Day season that she would be the perfect guest to bring on for a little bit of encouragement for all of you mamas out there. But even if you're not a mom yet, I think there's so much wisdom and encouragement for you in this conversation about overwhelm and a lot of the other things that we talked about. So I think you're really going to enjoy hearing from her. So welcome our new friend, Victoria, to the show. Victoria, I am so excited to welcome you to the show. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
I am so excited about our conversation. This has been long overdue for me and you. We've been online friends for a while, and I am just so excited to talk about your newest book. At this point, it's been out a little while, but I'm super excited for our friends who don't know you yet to be introduced to you and to find out about the message of this book leading up to Mother's Day season. So we've had a couple of episodes that have been geared a little bit more towards moms in this March and April kind of time frame. And I always love saying on the front end, one, because I'm not a mom yet, that a lot of these conversations, one, are still for you, right? Like these topics apply a little bit universally to us as women. And for instance, we just had a conversation about anxiety and the book that we talked about is specific towards motherhood, but that is such an area that a lot of us struggle with. And so I just would encourage you to go into this conversation with an open mind and open heart, even if you wouldn't call yourself a mom today. I think this conversation is absolutely still for all the women who are listening to this podcast. And so I'm excited for them to get to know you and hear a little bit more about your book. I'm going to say the full title of it. It's called Warrior Mother, Equipping Your Heart to Fight for Your Family's Faith. And I just would love to hear a little bit of the backstory of the message of this book. I always love hearing that from my friends who come on the show. So tell us a little bit about where this message came from.
Yes. And so for me at this point, I've been a mom for almost 17 years.
You are not old enough for that.
Yes,
how is that
I am.
True? That is crazy.
Yes, I am. And I have a lot of kids too. I have 8 children.
Wow.
However, the first couple of years of parenting, me and my husband realized it was not as easy as we expected it to be. Even with a degree and his degrees in teaching and my degrees in child and adolescent psychology, it still wasn't very easy. And so it wasn't until I started to experience some really hard things that I tried to fix on my own. That's when I realized that I really needed God a lot more than maybe I thought. They always say parenting doesn't come with a handbook, and it does not. But what it does come with is the Lord.
Yeah.
And so for me, this book was really birthed out of remembering how difficult those first couple years were as a mom and wanting to equip moms that, yeah, we'll have hard times, we'll have everyday battles and tough situations, but we can rely on the Lord. And when we do that, we can be a warrior, we can be courageous, resilient, all the things on the behalf of our children.
Yeah, that's so beautiful. I remember reading the title of it, and just as a writer, author myself, I love the really strong language in your title. And as I read that and thought about it, and thought about our culture and the culture in which we're raising children up into nowadays, like that title and that language of warrior mama feels so necessary. It feels very bold and it feels very necessary. So I just wonder, as you, I don't know, we're writing the message, as you were thinking about that and reflecting on those memories in the early days of parenthood for you, okay, this language has to be bold in this season that we're raising kids into. I don't know. Talk to me about what that was like.
Yes. So for me, that phrase, warrior mother, for anyone who's ever done publishing, you know, things will change sometimes the
Totally.
title, but I'm like, I don't care what you do, but I need it to say warrior mother. And the reason why
Yeah.
is because I believe, and you may agree, that we are in a literal battlefield.
We
Like at
are.
all times, spiritual things are happening that we cannot see. And so when we think about our children, they are very vulnerable. And they kind of need that mom, that parent, that father that will step in and fill in the gap and pray and believe and stand in faith when they are, especially these ages where they can't do those things for themselves or they may not know how. So I see a warrior mother as one who defends, one who protects. You've heard of the mama bear. I'm all of those things, but I'm also, when you think about a warrior has a commander in chief. And for me, that's my God. And so a warrior doesn't just like stumble into a battle. Like they're prepared, they're resilient, like they're all the things like in one because they recognize that the enemy is not really gonna play fair when it comes to certain things. And so for me, it had to have that strong title of warrior in order to really portray that this isn't passive when it comes to parenting. It's in your face. And anyone who's been a mom for like one day, realize that really
That's right.
quickly.
That's right. That's exactly right. Radical Radiance is brought to you this month by Christian Standard Bible. This month, we're highlighting the CSB Lifeway Women's Bible. This Bible is designed to assist women of any age to go deeper in their study, including an in-depth collection of articles, devotionals, study tools, and more, brought to you by some of your favorite women and mine, Lauren Chandler, Priscilla Schreier, Kelly Minter, Angie Smith, Lisa Harper, and other Lifeway Women authors. There are 7 cover options to choose from. Get one for yourself and for a loved one and save 70% on select covers at lifeway.com with a promo code, all caps, LWW70. Again, that's LWW70. Personalization available on select editions. Now, back to the show. Well, I wonder, you know, part of this message is addressing the overwhelm that so many moms feel right now. I know in this stage of my life, a lot of my friends are moms, and I see that just echo of overwhelm everywhere. What are some of the most common ways in which you see moms these days just getting really overwhelmed? I think sometimes naming those things can be helpful so that we begin to see them as patterns in our lives. So what are some of those things that you've noticed in moms?
Yes, so many. So one is this need to make our kids happy. Like, so that's why our kids are in 5 different sports and we're running all around all over the place because we don't want to disappoint them. Another way that we get overwhelmed is because we're trying to keep up with other people and comparing ourselves. Like you said, this message is for every woman. We all do this. Another way that I found myself overwhelmed, let's see, when things just come up, your kids get sick, you get bad news, you have all these pressures of, you know, whatever would have happened to your kid at school that day. Sometimes it's not a specific thing, it's just a whole lot of little things that are building up. And you feel because you're the mom, you have to fix it. You have to have the answer for it. And so for me, what really brings me to the place of where I say I'm completely overwhelmed is when I have too much on my plate, when too much is happening that is out of my control, and I've decided that I need to fix all of the above.
That's so good. So I think, as I said, I think sometimes with those types of questions, it can be so helpful to hear somebody else articulate it to then go, oh, that's me too. I'm trying to make my child happy. I'm trying to do all of these things that are resulting in overwhelm. And so as we kind of turn from that toward a more gospel-centered narrative as it pertains to motherhood, what does it look like? This is a this is the million-dollar question, right? What does it look like? What's it look like in your life to fully rely on God in our motherhood?
Yes. If it's okay, can I share a story?
Please. Yeah.
This is what helped me. Yeah. And so my oldest child, she's now 17, but when she was 4, she started to have seizures. And the last one she had, the doctor was very stern. If she continues to have these kind, it's not going to end well. They were really concerned because they were happening during nap time. And it was just a very dangerous situation. And so I interpreted that as I have to do whatever I have to do to keep my child alive. I didn't sleep. Yeah. I watched her on baby monitors. I ordered stuff from different countries, like special pillows and monitors. I was going to watch her. I was going to make sure nothing happened on my watch. Yeah. And so what ended up happening is I spent about 3 years absolutely miserable, exhausted, watching her every little move. Oh, she looks funny. What's happening? Driving everyone, including her, crazy. And one day, you know, I was just hysterical. I'm like, I can't do this anymore. I'm anxious. I'm depressed. I'm in a really bad place. And I heard the Lord say, will you trust me with my daughter? I love her more than you ever could. And that was the start of me realizing I could rely on the Lord. He loves her more than I ever could. So I just started researching scriptures that reminded me that he loved her. And to this day, she never had another seizure. Never.
Wow.
And so, and that's not going to be everybody's story. Like they may still go through some things. Yeah. But for me, fully relying on God for my parenting means that I'm going to have some really hard moments and I trust in him, not Google. I trust in him, not what all my friends say. Yes. I trust in him, not what my emotions think it should be. I trust in God because he loves her. He loves all my kids more than I can even imagine. And that's enough. And that takes time.
Yeah. That takes time, but that mindset changes everything. That seeing children through that lens shifts everything. And so I love that so much. And I think that story is just really applicable for other moms who might be facing something completely different, but it feels very similar. And so in kind of that same vein, and you touched on this in your story of praying for your kids, but as maybe some encouragement for some moms who want to be more intentional in praying for their kids, what are some specific ways that you're praying for your children? And if somebody maybe desires that intentionality in prayer for their kids, how would you want to encourage them in that?
Yeah. So for me, I think the number one thing I pray for my kids is for their protection.
Yeah.
I always just, as you mentioned, like just with the society now, and I'm talking about like physical protection when they leave my home, but also protection from what their eyes see. They're exposed to so many things on a daily basis. I also pray for their heart, that no one would be able to come in and say things that would break their heart or break their spirit. And I pray that more likely that they would have discernment to know what is true and what is false. Especially, like I said, in a world where they're inundated with images of what is truth and what is not truth, it can be very difficult for even an adult to be able to properly decipher between the two. So I would say those are the main things I pray for. But then I look at that specific child and say, you know, Lord, what is it that that child is struggling with? Give me eyes to see so I can pray for that. And most of the time, if we just step back and observe, we can see when our kids are hurting about something, even if they can't articulate it. How about this? If you're struggling with something in your home, let's just pretend like you're struggling with finances right now. It's possible your kid has picked up on that. They don't have the ability to work a job or to put in a resume, but they feel that stress of, we don't have a lot of money right now, right? And so even something like that, Lord, I pray that my child will know that you're more than enough and that they won't have that worry and fear. Show me if I've been putting that onto my kids. So I think
Yeah.
it's just a matter of thinking about what that child may need in that moment, or what's the overall climate of your home, and playing into that.
Yeah, that's so good. And in that same vein, there's something that you talk about in the book that I think is so powerful. And it's this idea of moving from being a passive parent to being an active parent and having kind of that mindset in motherhood. And so you've touched on what this, I think, practically looks like in a million different ways already in this conversation. But just to really explicitly call it out, how can a mom move from being a passive to an active mother?
I think it comes down to making the choice to be very intentional.
Yeah.
So I always say, like, the first 5 years of my parenting, I let parenting happen to me. And I really mean this. Like, I would be in closets crying, like, oh, these kids are making me feel like I'm gonna lose my mind. Like, I don't know what to do. Mommy's on a timeout right now.
That's right.
Because I was just so overwhelmed. I didn't know what to do, so I just did nothing. And I feel like a part of being an active parent is being intentional. That's from the little things, such as how many activities can my child really handle in this season? Okay. It's intention with that. It's intention with if you notice your child is struggling with school, that's active. But then if we want to take it spiritual, it's what I said before. It seems like something's bothering them. Lord, how can I pray for them? So really active parenting is making the choice to see them when maybe other people can't see them. Like seeing past just, oh, they're little kids, they're fine. No, God, what is it that you're showing me about how to raise this child, how to discipline this child, how to minister to this child in a way that's real, in a way that is going to point them towards the gospel and not away from them. And so, just one more example, not example, but one thing that I really take to heart is how I speak to them. Because I recognize that my words can literally shift how they feel about themselves. And so a part of active parenting sometimes is being quiet. And also asking for forgiveness when maybe you scream too much or you said something that maybe you shouldn't have said. So for me, that's active parenting.
Wish you had confidence in what's inside the makeup you use every day. I have been loving Crunchy Makeup and Skincare, and I want to share it with you. They are a clean beauty brand that believes beauty should never compromise your health. That's why their products are meticulously crafted with the highest standards of clean, toxic-free ingredients, ensuring you look and feel your best without harming your skin. I have been loving their beautifully flawless foundation. From their award-winning foundation to nourishing skincare essentials, Crunchy offers a range of products designed to enhance your natural beauty effortlessly. Indulge in beauty that's as pure as it is powerful by shopping my link in the show notes. Yeah, that's beautiful. I love that so much. So good. Well, there is a question that I ask all of my guests that come on the Radical Radiance podcast. And I love asking this question because I think it's just so sweet to hear about how God is speaking to us in certain seasons of our lives. And so, particularly in motherhood, in light of this conversation, I'm excited to ask you. The podcast is called Radical Radiance, with a heart to really help women see what it looks like to radiate the heart of Jesus in their life, their work, their relationships, their motherhood, in all things. And it goes back to this verse that God put on my heart as I was naming the show. It's Psalm 34, verse 5. And it says, "Those who look to him are radiant, and their faces shall never be covered in shame." And so the question I love asking in this season of your life is, what about Jesus makes you radiant?
So for me, it's the fact that he thinks about me.
Mm.
God is intentional about me. I know there's a verse, I'm pretty sure it's in Psalm 139, where it says that he knows like the number of hairs on our head, where it says that I am fearfully and wonderfully made, where he says all the days were recorded for me. What? Like he thinks about, like, let's catch it. Like, this is the God of the universe. Put the stars in the sky. He would think about me. And I see it. I see it in my parenting. I saw it when I thought, man, my five-year-old child has no clothes right now. His clothes are high water. I thought this one day before, you know, he was about to get on the bus. And sure enough, a young lady brings me a bag of clothes and goes, hey, I've been thinking about you the last week and I've been collecting these clothes for you and your son. Here you go. And I'm like, whoa, God thinks about me. He thinks about me and my children, to where that's one of, I probably have at least 50 stories of God thinking about me, from food to the bigger things where we needed resources and people just gave it without asking. And so for me, that makes me radiant. That makes me know that everything's going to be okay. Even on my worst day, it's going to be okay.
Yeah. He is so kind and so faithful. So I love hearing that testimony. Well, I want to hear, where can listeners go to connect with you? Where can they grab the book? All of those things after they finish this conversation.
Absolutely. So to connect with me, you can go to my website, www.victoryspeaks.org. And from there, you can read the blogs that I've written, as well as contact me personally. I would love to pray for you, as well as Instagram, My Victory Speaks. And then other than that, the book is available online, Amazon, ChristianBooks.com, Target, Walmart, all the things.
All the places. I love that. I love that. Well, I want to say the title of the book one more time for our friends who might not have caught it at the beginning of the episode. It's called Warrior Mother, Equipping Your Heart to Fight for Your Family's Faith. So I'm super excited for our listeners to get their hands on it. And this would be a great gift for a mom in your life that you want to get a little happy for. That's what we call it in the South, for Mother's Day. And so order a few copies for all of your mom friends for Mother's Day, for sure. This would be a great resource to put in their hands and to encourage them in this season of motherhood. So I am just so honored, Victoria, that you would come on the show, and so glad that we got to finally connect kind of face to face, and excited for all my friends to find out about Warrior Mother. And thank you for writing it.
Yes, thank you for having me.
I hope you enjoyed that conversation with Victoria as much as I did. Go grab a copy of Warrior Mother wherever you like to purchase your books. And hey, if you were listening and a mom friend came to mind that you think would be encouraged by this episode, would you consider sharing this with her? It would really help us to get these conversations into the hands of more women that need them. I would just be so tickled if you would do that for me. We'll be back next week for another amazing episode. I can't wait to share it with you, and I'll chat with you then. Thank you.